Broadcasting live from Roberta's in Bushwick, Brooklyn, you're listening to HeritageRadioNetwork.com.
You have to do. Remember, no one, and I mean no one, comes into our house and pushes us around. This is your game now, gentlemen. And for you seniors, it's your last one, so make it count. Because you'll remember it for the rest of your lives.
Oh. Yeah, hello. Oh, hello, 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 hello. We're here today at the morning after. That's something you're going to hear in and out of the show, the entire show. We have a good show today. I'm not getting any feedback on my headphones. I'm sorry. Well, you know, I will defend the production staff today because I have 25 call-ins. I don't know. Maybe my AAA batteries died on my Dre headphones. If not, you know, whatever. I have to, Jesse Kiefer, my producer, told me today I need to go through my entire list of everyone that is on the show. So let me go do this because this is actually big. I got volume. Ambien. I needed my, thank you, because I was ready to take a Xanax. I really was. I apologize. I'm going to go through my entire show. I am Jason Colucci. This is the morning after. We are broadcasting live from Roberta's. Jack Inslee is the producer. Jesse Kiefer, executive producer with Jack Inslee. Myself, a million people here. This is like a DreamWorks film. My first guest in studio the entire time, Harry Nathan Kalin. Mm-hmm. Okay, awesome, because I'm horrible at names. And David Plate. That was a tough one. Dave, sorry. I put Dave because that's my brother-in-law's name. We're going to have people calling in. We have a two-minute drill. So everyone you hear today is going to come in and out. It's basically like a sideline thing. I'm just going to go in and out. Bark Hot Dogs, Huckleberry Bar, Laura Wirtz, 86list.com, 205th Restaurant, Colony, Meatball Shop, et cetera. That was wrong. I was reading. That was last week's show. So yeah, that's basically what we're gonna do, and I'm really excited about the show. I know no one is tuning in to anything now that is not on NBC or NFL Network or something, but you know what? I don't care because we have this soundbite, and it sounds like football. You know, half the guys out there are. Brett Favre is probably one of the best players of all time. You know, we're here today. We're live. Giants Patriots playing Indianapolis. We're here today. I'm really excited. I'm going to go on to my first interview with two guys that are doing some amazing stuff. They're founders, owners, whatever, however you want to put it, but they're out there. Oof. I'm like on the sideline here. So, boys, what's up? Thank you for being in studio. I know this is probably a big day because this is a huge empire. I introduce you guys as founders of the Randolph at Broom, yep. But there's more going on. And let's get some voice recognition here. My attorney now, for my entertainment attorney,
right.
Harry Nathan Kalin.
That's right. Yep.
Okay. And what's we met last week? You were my girlfriend Benna Jaslik.
Yep.
I walked away from doing an interview here.
Yep.
And you were here with just hanging out, your usual kind of thing.
Yep.
And
with GF.
And okay, sorry, I didn't want to say that. I don't know, because this is official stuff. And I walked away, and she said, "You know, this gentleman, he wants to be on the show next week." And I love like people that sort of are kind of getting behind, just coming on the show and stuff, uh-huh. And it's really fun. What is the connection here? Because you sent me an email, and Dave is here, and you guys are founders, and you have a new place opening up. Talk about that.
We are the founders of the Randolph Broom. We are opening our new place, Randolph Beer, in a couple weeks.
It's going to be two doors down from the Randolph at Broom.
And Broom, what's the cross on Broom? Because we're talking about downtown Manhattan here.
Bowery and Elizabeth.
Oh, I love that. That's like sort of the new kind of, that's a big party area.
It's been like the up and coming new area for the past 6-7 years, so... people have been calling it the Meatpacking East, which we're not sure we dig that much, but...
Meat Beast,
yeah, there you go.
But it's
coming.
There's a good business model that we talked about before the show, which was the hybrid of places that we hear a lot about. It's a coffee shop during the day. What's that? And this is Dave we're talking to right now.
Yeah, the coffee shop, we added...
And that's my cell phone you're hearing.
What was it about? We added the coffee shop maybe a year and a half ago. We started out as a cocktail bar, 2007, and coffee was a new product line we put in place really because we just were into coffee.
Can I ask what kind of coffee you're using?
We source from a whole bunch of different multiple roasters, which is one of the differentiating things about what we're doing in coffee. Currently, we use Intelligentsia, Counterculture, Oslo from here in Brooklyn, Brooklyn Roasting Company. Who are some of the other ones?
Dallas.
Oh, Dallas Brothers, one of the new ones we just signed up. We do a little bit of work with Little City, which is a roaster out of Austin, Texas. We're constantly sourcing new roasters.
That's a big walk. People walk east. I've done it a lot.
Yep.
You know, Rivington, there's a lot of people live on like the Lower East Side, and yep. They walk towards the end of the R, the Q train line.
Sure.
There, and they pass by.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of price point do you look for with coffee? Or are you just looking to kind of like coffee will cover sort of expenses, or are you trying to make money, you know, have more of a...
I'd say that it's kind of it's the same way we approach everything we've done so far. We do it first just because we like it and sort of throw a price point out there that we think makes sense. We're not in the business to lose money, but we're not really sure yet how, whenever we start something, we're not sure how we're going to make money with it. So in coffee specifically, we're in the upper end of the price point market, but that's based on the fact that we use really, really high-end coffee that's expensive to buy.
And you close for a couple hours and get the service going.
We're closed for about 2 hours a day, actually. And you know, part of the reason what Dave was talking about, part of the reason our price points might be a little higher is because we sort of take the kind of cocktail bartending methodology and apply it towards coffee as well. So
no, I mean, that makes total sense. I was watching, there's a show I watch, actually, anyone who listens the morning after, there's a great show for a New York-centric thing called Mike Colomeco, who's been a guest on this. It's Michael Colomeco's Real Food. And Gabe Strollman, from who owns Fedora and stuff like that, he has this like policy that he's doing in his neighborhood. He's doing a dollar coffee, but you know, it's a small coffee. It's not a cappuccino. It's not... a latte. It's just a basic kind of thing, and that's sort of his thing. But you know, good coffee is good coffee, and if people want it, they have to pay. You know, the price transfers over. It's not like, you know, you're making like a 300% markup on it. You know, because it's good coffee. I mean, you're you know, making much money off of it at all. But what is the whole? You know, you guys are one of these operators that opens on a different cycle. You do a, you know, you're open late.
Yeah.
Is there food involved, or is it just cocktails and stuff?
In the Randolph at Broom, we do some baked goods, which are all outsourced. We use Blue Sky Bakery. We use
that's Park Slope.
Yeah,
love Park that Slope. Place.
Yep. Yeah, great muffins. We bring some cookies in from a local girl who's got her own little company. We do some other different sandwich type things every now and again. This is at Broom. The food component is going to come hopefully from our new place, Randolph Beer, which will be next door. That's going to be a full menu, and we're looking to add some bar snacks and sort of, you know, a little bit more sandwich and breakfasty kind of things over at the Randolph at Broom.
Harry, what is a lawyer? You said SLA. You were talking about liquor. I don't want to basically alienate our entire audience on Super Bowl Sunday.
Uh-huh.
But it's amazing to have a founder or a partner or anything that has any sort of legal kind of background in the group. What are some of the things you look to sort of bring back? You take the law and you come back to people that actually have to pay bills and say, hey, look, you know, the SLA says this, that, and the other thing. Is there sort of a methodology to what you're doing?
Well, yeah, I mean, just first of all, I do, you know, a bunch of different things. In addition to being an attorney, I'm a quote unquote promoter. I'm a, you know, we actually.
And you promote a place on is it Hurricane Club?
Right. Well, we partnered with Fourth Wall Restaurants, which is has been an amazing experience. Over the past year and a half, we helped them open Riff Raff's as their operating partner, helped them, you know, get that going, and which, by the way, has been a great experience, and they're an amazing.
Are those
company.
The Jordan like 15s you're wearing right
these?
Now? What are those?
You know what? I don't know.
No, you're just wearing cool. You're a cool guy. No, you're a cool guy. And this is even funnier. Your email is like Handsome Harry.
That's right.
You're a good looking guy. But I'm saying it was just so funny because we were doing a broad email.
Yeah.
On the whole thing, and then I was like kind of going back for it. And I was trying to find or hitting Randolph, and then I'm like, I hit H by mistake, and I'm like, Handsome. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. You know, it's just funny because the whole it just brings into the fact of, you know, Dave having a restaurant and how weird it is in New York and the fun it is when you bring a lot of people together.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, whether you guys met or knew each other or this, that, the other thing, but it brings together a lot of different cultures and backgrounds in New York City restaurants, especially when you deal with late night places and stuff. How did you guys meet?
In the bar we currently own.
Yeah.
We met at the bar in a former version of itself, just kind of hanging out.
Harry's a charismatic guy. You meet him, he's a tall dude. You know, he's got a, you know, an agenda somehow. You don't know it when you talk to him, but he does.
Yeah.
I'm a sales guy.
That's true.
And
I can't take credit for Handsome Harry, by the way. It's a bar and restaurant in Naples, Florida that I stole that from. My name is spelled H-A-R-I, so I made that my own.
You stole it from. I love people that like hate and love their nicknames. Like, oh, I hate Handsome Harry. I hate this. It's a place in Florida. It sucks. You know, it's bullshit. But I'm really excited because you guys are gonna hang out in studio for the show, and we're gonna do like 2 minute drills throughout the whole show.
Cool.
Where we're gonna just have you know, restaurants call in, and we're just gonna talk about sports and stuff, and your place, and how you guys, you know, see how, you know, the conversations we have about hot dogs or hamburgers kind of fit in, because I really appreciate your guys' time. I know this is, you know, to get any kind of time with anybody on a Super Bowl Sunday. I really appreciate it. Let's take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to go into our 2-minute drill. We're going to talk to Bark Hot Dogs. We're going to talk to Huckleberry Bar. We're going to talk to about 100 different people today. Thanks, guys. Morning after. Back. It's funny, I just got this practicality here in this show, and Dave was fielding a phone call, but it's funny, it would be fun if that was like, you know, some supermodel or something you're going to go meet afterwards. But you know, he was talking about 220 ampage compared to 110 or what, something blue. And they're like, ah, we plugged it into here. But it's like, yeah, yeah, is it a 220? What are you doing? A mixer? What are you guys doing? You know, it's like, you know. It's just funny. There's this industry, as big as you get or as many places as you get, it seems the more sort of compartmentalized you are and sort of whatever you are doing. We're going to go into our first two-minute drill. Josh Sharkey from Bark Hot Dogs. Let me pull up my my Fox NFL theme song here. 1 second. John Madden, where are you at? Hold on. Make this official. Okay. Josh, are you there?
Hey, how's it going?
Josh, what's going on? Bark Hot Dogs, located there on the corner of Bergen and Flatbush. I love that place. I go there probably once a week. You would never know who I am, but I order a burger. I usually have actually, I think you guys have one of the most underrated veggie burgers in town. I love that. That's what I usually get when I go there. You're probably knee-deep in production right now. How's it going?
It's good, man. It's definitely busy, you know, cranking it out.
Are you ready for the big game?
Yeah, man. You know, we're moving some tables around, throwing some stuff in the oven, and, you know, I'm just getting ready for a packed house.
Those are some big tables to move around. Do you move them just to the left or to the right? Because I'm...
actually just move them out a bit so we can fit more people.
That's awesome. And is there a ton of delivery going on? I mean, because it's definitely... I'll retweet after the show. I saw you guys' menu. You guys are doing an extensive menu for the game.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we have a whole separate catering menu we do just for Super Bowl. So we have, you know, we have a ton of deliveries and you know, pickups today for that.
Do you give a game plan for your chef?
What's that?
Do you have a game plan for your chef?
I mean, we plan this out way far in advance. So I mean, you know, everything's timed. It's, you know, we're all ready.
And you have enough. You guys do production of the hot dogs, so you make them in house, right?
Yeah, actually, now they're made for us upstate in Rochester. There's like a 15,000 square foot facility that we have making for it now, for us now, because you know we're just going through so many of them.
Now, I here's my question, like everyone else in the area: when's Bark 2 Electric Boogaloo coming out? When's the second Bark location gonna pop up?
You know, very very soon. I don't want to jinx anything, but I will just say that there's much more to come from us. So
cool. Just promise, you know, you give us the exclusive here at the morning after.
Oh, you'll hear from us
now. Anyone, all those late listeners here at the morning after that want to maybe order some food. What's the best way to get in last minute with you guys to order something?
You can either call the restaurant 718-789-1939, or you can just email us at events@BarkHotDogs we can process them pretty quick.
And all the tables booked in house?
Excuse me?
Are all the tables booked that are in house?
Everything is. I mean, we have everything booked, but we've also left some seats open, like for walk-ins. So the three large tables are booked, but then there's one. You know, the table by the door is a little bit smaller. That's open, and there's some other small tables that are open. So there's still definitely some room for people to walk in.
Well, Josh, thank you. Good luck today on the big game. I know you're busy. Good luck on your new venture. Hopefully, you'll talk about it here on the morning after. Josh Sharkey from Bark Hot Dogs.
Cheers. Thanks, Jason.
Anytime. Boys, what do you think? Is he ready for the game or what?
Oh, best.
What do you think? Is he right? He sounds right. He sounds a little nervous. What do you guys think?
Big day for him.
We love Bark.
You guys know Bark Hot Dogs?
The best.
What do you guys... Harry, you're all over the place. What's going on with you? I want to know. I feel like if I said that about a place Pink's in L.A., you would have said the same thing. And you probably would have known the guy, too. But you know, you get around. You get around. And listen, I'm happy that my representation knows everybody, because yes. I could just say, you know, listen, I don't want to have to call Harry. Listen, we don't want to have to get him involved. We can have a normal conversation here, and we can do it. No, that's a cool spot. You know, I live around the block from there, and I pop in there a lot. I'm surprised as restaurant operators that they haven't done like place number two, just because it's a popular place. The veggie burger there is cool.
I was going to say more is not always better or easy. You got to do it incrementally.
Step-wise. Yep.
Yeah, step by step.
Yeah, especially if you don't have the right electrician. You might need it. You might have a you might have a 110 plugged into a 220.
I don't think there's a such thing as the right electrician.
Who called you before?
Our electrician.
Your electrician?
Well, actually, it was the general contractor on our
little plug for Will Luan.
That's right, Will Luan,
Chinese contractor extraordinaire.
A plus A project construction.
He's the Chinese hipster contractor. He's a legend.
I love this stuff. Do you have a number or something for him?
Done.
Will, Harry's pulling up one of his. He actually, I don't know if he borrowed that from his GF, but he has a pink iPhone there. I'm hoping that
she'll love that. By the way, she was so mad at me when I bought this. I bought it in pink.
Here, oh, that's actually pretty cool. This is one of these like cool things that you see in hipster stores.
She's loving this right now. By the way,
This is what we what me and remember. I used to, you know, it's funny when I think of a tape, I think of "Protect Your Neck" by the Wu-Tang Clan. When I was a young kid in Staten Island growing up, this was something I heard. Andy, are you there?
I am, sir. I didn't want to interrupt you. How you
no,
doing?
It's okay. Please, you know, it's very tough when you when a Staten Island kid, a white Staten Island kid, is talking about the Wu-Tang Clan. But let me pull up my Fox NFL theme music here, so we can kind of get into the mindset of the game. Andy Huckleberry Barr, what's going on today? Big game.
can you hear me?
I can hear you 100%. There's a lot of crowd back there. It sounds really loud there in Indianapolis.
I'm sure it is. We're calm here now, but we're expecting a wild turnout in a couple of hours.
Talk to me about the menu. I walk in. What can I get? I did some research the past 2 days. This is seems like a fine dining establishment.
We are indeed. We're definitely an upscale cocktail bar, and we're not a place by any stretch. But you know, when the home teams are playing, you gotta be supportive and give the kids what they want. So we're showing the game on our pull down screen and making some chili dogs, some chili nachos, offering beer bucket specials, and gonna get good and testosterone ridden.
Jesse Kiefer, the producer of The Morning After, mentioned something about chili. Are you guys a chili cook-off or something? What is your foundation of chili? Is it based in Texas? Is it based in the South? Is it a chocolate? What kind of chili kind of background do you have here?
I wouldn't say it's an extensive background, just a genuine love for good food. Stephanie, my business partner, the other owner here, who is our beverage director, she's actually quite a talented chef, and she's going to be making her home recipe that she did enter in the chili cook-off that we had last week. So we're not normally chili people, but it seems very appropriate for today.
Exactly. Well, when you guys are not competing in the Super Bowl, what is a Huckleberry Bar in a nutshell?
And in a nutshell, we're coming up on 5 years, actually.
Thank you.
We're kind of Brooklyn's first proper cocktail bar, even though we do a lot of cocktails, and that's what people think of us as primarily.
Somebody's chopping garlic behind you or something.
Yeah, can you hear that?
I can.
We've got great selection of craft beers, bottled and draft, that are local and imported. We've got a great selection of eclectic wines, old world, new. And we do small plates every day and night until we close, a nice brunch on the weekends, nice big backyard. In the summertime, we'll do barbecues and parties back there. But we're well-loved for birthday parties and engagement parties. We've had a few weddings here even.
No, 100%. When I went online, I was really impressed. And two things. One, let's have you back here in studio through Jesse and have a formal interview. And then two, if I was somebody just listening last minute and I was coming down there, what's the best time to get down there to get a table? Should I call a specific number or something?
Your cell phone number. 718-218-8555. Game starts at 6:30. We have been getting a lot of calls, people asking about it. It's first come, first serve, so the earlier the better. And once, if we do hit capacity, we will have to cap the door. I'm not sure if we'll get to that point or not. Not exactly a New Year's Eve party, but
no, it's definitely hitting. I noticed today when I was at Key Food buying blue cheese for my party today. Thanks again, 100%. Huckleberry Bar. If anyone wants to go, you heard all the information. Hop over there, and he's going to be on in a few weeks for a formal interview in studio. We'll hang out. Thanks again. We're going to take a break here at The Morning After. We're going to come back with Lower Words, 86list.com. David Deal, 205th.
yours, so let me have my turn. No, sorry, take two. This program has been sponsored by the Hearst Ranch. At Hearst Ranch, ranch manager Cliff Garrison describes their philosophy. Raising cattle on grass is both an ancient practice and one that is standard in much of the modern world. Sometimes the old ways are the right ways. We believe that our methodology is the right one for us. For more information on their premium grass-fed beef, visit HearstRanch.com. If you think you're special, you're probably not.
Rain cloud, make the sunshine till the day's out. You're not alone, call my name out. But what if there's no way out?
We're back here at the Morning After. You haven't heard this person for a couple of weeks, but they're back. Unemployment is down 1.5%, but people still need jobs, especially in the service industry. That's why we always refer to Laura Wirtz at 86list.com. Laura Wirtz, are you there?
Hi, Jason. I'm here. How are you doing?
You know, I was a little nervous. I thought you pulled out of the Morning After.
No way. I'm trying to manage everything I have going on, I guess. And I just, I don't know.
Laura,
I just got a little behind, so I apologize for not being with you the past couple of weeks.
It's fine. No one pays attention to the restaurant business January, February, anyway. So, Laura Wirtz, hot job of the week. Go ahead.
Okay, well, I'm thinking it's Super Bowl Sunday, and what's more American than football, and how about apple pie? So this week's hot job comes from 4 and 20 Blackbirds. They are a popular pie and coffee shop in Gowanus, Brooklyn. 4 and 20 Blackbirds is seeking a part-time barista. Ideal candidates would have at least 1 year of experience as a barista, maintain a high standard of quality in their work, and be available to work weekends.
Is this the Key Lime pie place? Sorry.
That's Steve's Key Lime. I mean, I'm sure they do Key Lime, but I think you might be thinking of Steve's.
That's the one. That's the one that's in Jesse Red Hook.
Red Hook.
Do they have anything with your wedding? Because they're right by where you're getting married.
Oh, this place?
Yeah. You're not doing your pastry?
Yeah, I suppose it's pretty close. It's actually closer, it's pretty close to where I live, actually. It's closer, so.
What's going on? I miss you. I was a little nervous. I thought you were pulling out of the show, and I didn't want to have to call my attorney, Harry, and get involved with the lawyers. I didn't want to have to do it. No, I know you were.
I was nervous because you didn't email me back, so then I was like, oh, now I know you're mad at me.
No, well, speak to Jesse. I'm the most, sort of communicative person, and she's a producer of the show, and it's like a day and a half turnaround. Okay, cool. I don't want to have to talk to Harry and have him, assist letter to you guys, but I'm really happy.
I don't want that either.
I'm really happy. We're going into the spring. 86list.com. The economy is up apparently. If you follow popular trends like CNN and stuff like that, that was a joke. But Laura Wirtz, thank you. What are you doing for the Super Bowl?
I don't know. I'm actually debating. I might go out or I might stay home. I'm not sure yet.
Well, I'm having a party at my place, so we're going to shoot out of here at 4 o'clock. So you're more than welcome to come over. There's going to be a bunch of people, so I'll shoot you a text afterwards. I don't want to let the Morning After fans know because we might have one person show up.
Okay,
guys.
Okay,
so
that's great. Thank you, Jason.
Anytime, Laura. Thanks. 86list.com.
Right.
Harry, what do you think? So if I called you and I said, hey, listen, I'm really upset about a relationship I have with somebody. I don't have a formal contract, but I just want to kind of like let what's up. What would be your advice? You would just say chill out?
Well, there's a couple steps to the contract analysis. Was there a contract?
There is no contract.
Is it enforceable?
I think with the Morning After, we basically have a friendship with everybody, but it's fun to always throw the Harry in there.
Yep.
We're
going
to go to David Deal at 205th. One sec. David Deal, are you there?
Hey, what's up? This is David Deal coming up from 205th.
Wow, you're really embedded there. You sound like somebody that's in Afghanistan or something. What's going on?
Not too much. I just got down to the restaurant. We already got people lining up getting ready for the big game.
205th, located at 205th Avenue between Union and Sackett and Park Slope. Wow.
People are already going nuts for Big Blue.
And what's up? If I want to walk in last minute, can I get a table or not?
What's up? I don't know. You got to get down here quick.
I got to get down there quick. And what are you guys doing? Buffalo wings, usual fare, Buffalo wings, burgers?
Yeah, it'll be Buffalo wings, burgers, that kind of stuff. We got some tailgate platters where you can get, you know, four dogs, four sausages, four wings, a whole bunch of stuff all together.
David Deal, GM of 205th, calling in. Thanks again, David Deal. One more question, Dave. Are you going to be, if I walk in, you're going to be there, right?
What's that?
If you walk into the restaurant, you'll be there, right?
I will be at the restaurant.
David Deal, 205th, the biggest, the hottest sports bar in all of New York City. If you follow the Post or Daily News. Thanks, David. We'll talk to you soon.
You got it. Enjoy the game.
Wow, guys, what do you guys think? We're all here. In terms of football stuff, there's a ton of stuff going on. It's so fun to be in New York now. I have to say, I was following a restaurant recently. Actually, I was watching Michael Colomeco's show last night, and Gabe Solomon from Fedora, and Jeffries, and all of his spots. It's just a really fun time to be in like your 30s to be in the industry. As horrible as it sounds to be kind of like. Having a job and being in such a... Because you guys are open in a bunch of places. And I think if you give people what they want, they kind of... they come back. I mean, Dave, you see that, right?
Absolutely.
Your place is packed. I walked by there for three... the place on Broome, I walked by there 100 times.
Yeah, I mean, give people what they want. Give yourself what you want. You know, we Harry and I are always talking about... making sure that the places that we're behind are the kind of places that we want to go to. I wish it was more complicated than that, but that's sort of what the first thing we think about every time we consider our place or a new place.
And it sounds obviously cliche, but
no, it doesn't.
You honestly never feel like you're working. Even when you're fielding calls from electricians or dealing with whatever it is, it never feels like work. So it's pretty awesome.
And the funny part about an electrician on Super Bowl, it's like that's like a five times and a half. It's definitely like a huge Giants fan. We're gonna go into our next 2 minute drill. Noah from Mile End. Noah, what's up, buddy?
Hi,
dude. Dude, we were playing phone tag. I felt like we're old camp friends, kind of getting in touch.
Yeah, well, it's a little rough down here in Red Hook. You know, the AT&T has a barrier up that, doesn't allow any signals through or out, so...
It's part of the conspiracy, but before I ask my question, let me get my NFL Fox thing going up here. Noah, Mile End, what's going on, dude? What's going on? What's on the menu over at Mile End?
Sorry?
What can I order from you guys?
We've got poutine potato skin. We've got
brisket
in a blanket. Hello?
Brisket by the pound, right? I had that the other day. Amazing.
Yeah. Brisket by the pound, hot dogs by the pound, potato salad, more potato salad than you could possibly imagine. we've got, I don't know. It's
last minute and it's last minute in terms of like people, you're having all your fair weather friends, like people that decided that live on whatever Hoyt Street there, decide that they want to like have a Super Bowl party, and they call you because they come there twice a week and say, "Oh, can you make me 10 pounds of potato salad?" Are you getting those phone calls today or like last minute?
Yeah,
stuff?
It's just been a lot of last minute people trying to get smoked meat today. So we've been struggling to keep up, but it's okay. That's fine. The struggle is what makes us strong.
Yeah, I think Gandhi said that too. But no, it's funny that you say that, because I walked by there and I was there about 3 weeks ago, and I was with Jesse Kiefer, the producer, the morning after, and we had a bunch of stuff to go, and I got by the pound brisket. Do you guys is that kind of how you see your business model in terms of like people walking in, they want to have something they can take it, and there's like no frills aspect to it. Do you kind of like that freedom with having a menu, or do you want to like complicate things and have like 25 things on the menu and then people can kind of like work from there?
Well, we've always kept it pretty simple, you know. Like our approach is to sort of to make the basic components and to make them really well, and just to put a few things together and make that really simple and good. So, you know, for us, we've always been a fan of pared down, easy approaches. Even though the restaurant is very frustrating to sit down in and could be really, really, really annoying to wait for a table at. So
no, it's odd. I disagree. I mean, it is in a sense that like it's a smaller place, but I think you. I was watching again. I'll reference this guy, and then I don't know why I am. Is Abe from Fedora. It's like, if you have a neighborhood restaurant and you have your regulars, you just say walk a half a block home. We'll call you, and we have a table. You know, it's like not the end of the world. And in a place like you guys have, which is, you know, just making a right off Atlantic Avenue when you're heading towards Flatbush, you know, you can kind of work within your thing. Is that's you're kind of playing to your base. But I would love to have you in studio in the next few weeks when you get a little more time on your hands.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Just let me know when you got some time that's open.
Anytime, we'll shoot you an email. Noah, thanks again. Mile End, anybody? Last minute, any minute? Is there a number they should call or anything?
You don't want
any more traffic.
I mean, just stop by the deli. You know, just we've got smoked meat and poutines. We're actually extending brunch so that we don't close at the crucial moment when people need takeout. So. Until 5 o'clock, come and get it, you know.
Thanks, Noah. I appreciate it, man. We'll talk to you soon. We're going to take a break. Morning after, we're going to come back. We're going to talk to our boys here at the Randolph. Morning after.
We are the Bears, shuffling crew. Shuffling on down, doing it for you. We're so bad, we know we're good. Blowing your mind like we knew we would. You know we're just strutting for fun. Strutting our stuff for everyone.
Well, they call me Sweetness, and I like to dance. Running the ball is like Mickey Mouse Man. We had the goal since training camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And we're not doing this because we're greedy. The Bears are doing it to feed the needy. We didn't come here to look for trouble. We just come here to do the Super Bowl shot.
This is Speedy Willie, and I'm world class. I like running, but I love to get the pass. I practice all day and dance all night. I gotta get ready for the Sunday fight. Now, I'm as smooth as a chocolate swirl. I dance a little funky, so watch me, girl. There's no one here that does it like me. My Super Bowl shuffle will set you free.
I'm Samurai Mike, I stop 'em cold. Part of the defense, big and bold. I've been jamming for quite a while, doing what's right and setting the style. Give me a chance, I'll rock you good. Nobody messing in my neighborhood. I didn't come here looking for trouble. I just came to do the Super Bowl shuffle.
We are the Bears, shuffling crew. Shuffling on down, doing it for you. We're so bad, we know we're good. Blowing your mind like we knew we would. You know we're just strutting for fun. Strutting our stuff for everyone. We're not here to start no trouble. We're just here to do the Super Bowl shuffle.
Known as McMahon. When I hit the turf, I've got no plan. I just throw my body all over the field. I can't dance, but I can throw the field. I motivate the cats, I like to tease. I play so cool, I aim to please. That's why you all got here on the double, to catch me doing the Super Bowl shuffle.
I'm mama's boy, Otis, wanna be kind. The ladies all love me for my body and my mind. I'm flick on the floor, as I can be. But ain't no sucker gonna get past me. Some guys are jealous of my style and class. That's why I jump in up.
Wow, that was Jesse Kiefer's. She's a Chicago girl. I think, was it Jim? Who was the quarterback? Jim Harbaugh or something?
Jim McMahon.
Jim McMahon. Sorry, same thing. Sorry, I'm not the sports guy. I apologize. I still think John Starks is playing for the Knicks. I'm going to hang out here with the last segment here with the boys from the Randolph. We're going to talk just sports.
We just got a call in from Michael Cherno.
Oh, Michael Cherno, Meatball Shop, good friend. They won.
What's going on?
Michael, Restaurateurs of the Year, Mazel Tov.
I can't believe it. You guys are incredible. What an honor.
Can I just say this? I'm so excited about your guys' just success, because it's exactly what I would want from a restaurateur success. Like the trail you guys are having, I think there's so much positive envy. In the sense that, like, when you guys were on Chelsea Handler last week, I TiVo'd that, and I was upset that she wasn't the host that night, because I thought she was going to try and take you home. And I know you're a married man, but I'm just saying that I love that you guys, just the energy of the place, and you guys are doing this balls and a something. What's going on last minute for Super Bowl food?
Well, you know, we attempted last year to do it, and we didn't get a ton of traction. But this year, actually, bucket of balls, which is 25 meatballs for $35 in a bucket. You know, we're moving them like hotcakes. Pretty incredible.
So if somebody called last minute, and if they did, what number would they call?
They can call any one of the shops. They can call 212-982-8895, 212-982-8895. That's the Lower East Side shop. I know that they've got a ton of balls going out today for the Super Bowl. But ton of balls going out for the bowl today. But
No, I know you're a New York guy. Are you Jets or Giants? I'll take a guess. I'll say Giants, because I know Manhattan guys are usually Giants fans.
I'm a Giants fan. I'm a Giants fan. And for are sure, you 100%?
Are you at the game? If I had to take a guess, are you there somewhere?
No, I'm not. I'm not at the game. I'm actually working really hard upstate.
I does that mean that you're at Hunter Mountain? I think we lost him. Yeah, we are. Oh no, we didn't. I know you're in and out, Michael. I just want to say congratulations on Restaurateurs of the Year, Michael Cherno, Daniel Holtzman, Meatball Shop. I love these guys. Follow them. Follow their careers. They're doing some fun stuff. I envy them in a sense of just like how much fun they're having, and they're one of the best places to go to for a date, late night, quick place, yada yada yada. Order food. So, Michael, thanks again, man. And we're back here at the morning after. We have a few minutes left. I have to talk about a party I'm having with the boys at Joe's on the corner of Elizabeth, just south of Houston. We're doing the Monday after party, the morning after. It's going to be on a Monday in the first week of March. That comes after February, right? January, February, March. Okay, sorry, I'm just doing my thing. We're going to have a joint party with them. We're going to have a liquor sponsor. It's basically going to be like the show is. It's going to be half industry, half like people that are really close to it, and we're just going to have fun. Nothing crazy. We have Matthew Conway from Mark Forgione. He works a cocktail program there. Those guys are going to come together with a cocktail for the party. Are you guys going to come, Harry? Would you come hang out?
That's right in our wheelhouse.
Yeah, it's right up there. And then the thing is, the fun part about this party is it's not a late night party, because then we can even cross promote this to an after hours party at the Randolph. And there's nothing Jason Colucci from Morning After loves more than a fucking sorry, I'm going to call curse my than a after hours party. So maybe we can do a kind of a simulcast party where we can kind of, you know, do it over the next few weeks. Because Harry, I met you last week, and I just like you. You're one of those guys I could tell. That's why Dave is, you know, became like a partner, and you just seem like somebody that you can trust. So are we all in on this?
Yeah, that sounds cool.
Let's do something like that. It'll be fun. Yeah. And predictions. Let's start with Dave. Dave, predictions. Let's take the over and under. And by the way, everyone here that's part of the show, I just want to invite them to the party. Ask me about it. I'm having some people over my estate in Park Slope. It's really small. But Dave, your prediction for the game today?
I'm going to go Giants in the over.
That's somebody who gambles.
Used to.
Oh, okay. Harry?
Giants, 34-20.
I'm taking the Patriots, 27-23.
Taking the Patriots and a New York guy.
I am...
Why isn't this work?
Better be careful you leave this place.
I listen. I think this is the best thing for the economy. I think this is a great game. I'm just excited about it. I think a lot of people are excited about it that don't live. What is that, west of the Mason-Dixon line? Is that the thing? I mean, if you're from the West Coast, I just feel like this is a really good thing just for something when there's always sort of negative talk about what's going on. I'm just really excited about restaurants today. They're going to be really busy. The weather is weird as it is. People are having jobs in our industry, especially in the Northeast and here. And I'm just excited about it. And we're going to go here. We're going to come back. I think, Jesse Key, for next week, we have the wine panel, which has been very controversial on wine people we've had on. We're getting a lot of feedback emails. This is a very intricate world here. And I'm excited about that. I just want to thank Jack. I want to thank Jesse.
27-24 Giants.
Oh, there we go. Jesse, Jesse, can you give your prediction?
Go ahead.
Here we go. She's going to pick the Bears.
They're going to tie.
Oh, boy.
Okay, there's going to be a tie. Anyone else in the booth there?
Anybody else?
No? Okay, well,
crickets.
Thanks again, everybody. We're at 3:45. I want to say thank you to Jack and everybody. Patrick Martins, Sorum Today, Heritage Foods USA. Loving it. Morning After. Great show.
Thanks for listening to this program on the Heritage Radio Network. You can find all of our archived programs on heritageradionetwork.com, as well as a schedule of upcoming live shows. You can also podcast all of our programs on iTunes by searching Heritage Radio Network in the iTunes Store. You can find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter for up-to-date news and information. Thanks for listening.